Captive Prince Anniversary Ficlet by Faye. Read by Rhea 314. It's tradition, Laurent says. Damon frowns. I look almost angry. The version of Damon in the painting looks like any restless man who has never enjoyed standing for long periods without moving, even if military training had made him proficient at it. Laurent did quite a lot of talking through motionless lips in order to coax him through the sittings, although the artist's face gave a pained twitch whenever Laurent made Damon laugh. The painting is large, dewy, and dramatic. The two of them are dressed in the full splendor of their rank and are standing angled into one another, with their hands resting on a table. Spread out on the table is a map showing the unified kingdom, scattered with various objects representative of their countries and kingships. The artist had a good eye. Their cuffs are centered, mirrored, a brighter gold than anything else in the frame. The eye finds them first. It would be a better painting, Laurent thinks, if they were laughing, but posterity doesn't reward laughter. This isn't about them as individuals, it's about tradition, the time-honored gift from any Venetian ruler on the first anniversary of their marriage. The Achaelon tradition is jewels. Damon had a new coronet made, of emerald set in silver, which at the celebration tonight he will lower onto Laurent's head with enormous ceremony, and Laurent suspects just enough humor in his eyes to count as an apology. He knows that Laurent still prefers simple ornaments or none at all. Laurent has seen the coronet. The emeralds are like sunlight off young leaves. To wear it on occasion will not be a hardship. My real gift, Damon says now. I'd better involve less in the way of standing still. Laurent lowers his tone and lays one hand on Damon's chest. I told you, I'll give it to you tonight after dark. You told me to wear my oldest pair of boots, Damon says. I do not feel seduced, unless you plan to indulge a fantasy you haven't told me about. Tonight they're going rooftop running, down in the old part of the city. Laurent has stolen a knitted cap from Jord in preparation, and has arranged for them to be chased by their own guard. His blood dances in his veins at the thought. He blinks calmly up at Damon. I do despair of my own taste, he says. Damon says, You can have yours now. Laurent takes the box that Damon pulls from the document pouch in his belt. It's small but beautifully made. Cherry dark wood polished to a high shine. He cracks the hinge of the lid. Nestled on velvet inside are three small objects that Laurent, after turning one in his fingers, identifies as Achaelon copper coins, beaten smooth and restamped with a single Venetian fleur-de-lis. After all, Laurent says, it's common knowledge that a fuck with the Prince of Vere can be bought for a few coppers. Hilarious memory flashes between them for a moment. I don't pay for it, says Damon, lazy. Laurent suppresses his own smile. What are they? These are favors, Damon says. Or secrets, or both. Laurent's fingers go still. He lifts his eye from the gorgeous grain of the wood. Explain. Each one of these is something I will do for you. No limits and no questions asked. You don't have to tell me why, ever. Laurent's mind floods with a brief, wondrous cacophony, like a stone thrown into a flock of birds. Damianos of Achaelos, whom Laurent has flogged and deceived and broken and finally loved, beyond his own conception of the word, has handed him absolute trust in a wooden box. We agreed not to keep secrets, Laurent says, a question. I know. But sometimes we might need to, Damon says. I'm trying to deal less in absolutes. He's not going to be much good at it. Laurent can predict that right now. Damon wouldn't be Damon without the firm and shining core of his honor, his belief in what's good and right. But Damon changed his mind about Laurent, despite all of Laurent's efforts to keep himself obscured. Sometimes there is value in letting yourself loosen. Laurent closes his box, His eyes are hot. He looks back at the painting. "It's for the best we had it done now," he says. "In 20 years, when my looks are gone, at least you'll have this." His voice does something strange on the last word. He barely has enough time to be annoyed at himself before Damon is laughing, dragging Laurent close and kissing him, his hands in Laurent's hair. Laurent holds the box of secrets tightly, and his eyes fall closed. He feels, as he always feels, like a weapon in Damon's grasp, hungry and expertly handled. "What?" Laurent says, when he's been released, feeling the smile chase his lips again. "That's the first time I've heard you talk beyond the next year's harvest tax." Laurent knows himself well enough to recognize the truth there. His skill for planning was always poured into keeping himself alive until his coming of age, and to beating his uncle. Any further beyond that was a blurred uncertainty. He is still learning how to plan for happiness, for growth. "I pledged you my kingdom and my heart a year ago," Laurent says. "Yes," Damon says. If Laurent concentrates, he can feel the night air on his face, in anticipation of the game to come. He is back in Nessun Eloy. He is suspended, wild. For a wonderful moment, he is free of anything but the flight from one balcony to another, and Damon's strong hands stopping his fall. "Sometimes you just take the leap," Laurent says softly. "I pledge you the length of my life." The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this story's post. Thank you for listening.